Welcome to AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association with Chief Operating Officer Kyle Longton. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast channel. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to another episode of AFSPA Talks. I'm Kyle Longton, and along with me as always is...
Hannah Wolfart.
And Hannah, today AFSPA talks about a new program on critical illness. Hannah, the podcast to date, they've been excellent episodes, but they've been focused on programs that we already have.
Yeah, existing programs, programs for our members that, you know, are great and they can access whenever. This is exciting because this is something new for us.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the things that we talked about when we first talked about launching the podcast, that this was a way to get information out to members, not only about maybe underutilized programs or benefits that are affecting a lot of people, but also new programs that could be beneficial to a lot of our members. And we partnered with Prudential for a long time. It predates my time at AFSPA, and our programs so far have been focused on life insurance. So we have a couple different life insurance programs, including an AD&D and our immediate benefit plan. But this new one is focused on critical illness. And it is, again, another one that sort of brings to mind, like accidental death and dismemberment, brings to mind some challenging times when you hear critical illness. But we want to talk about how members can prepare for that, not just on the health side, but mostly this will be focused on the financial side.
Something very important that a lot of people, you know, it's at the forefront of everybody's minds, but it's not talked about a lot.
Yep. And it's not as, you know, as easy to prepare for. You don't always know what's coming your way. And I think this new program fills that gap for a lot of people. And to help us talk about it, we've actually got a subject matter expert from Prudential who's underwriting the plan. Her name is Nina Matias, and she's been with Prudential for more than 20 years in their group insurance division. Right now, she's an account executive for Prudential's Group Association and Affinity Services. That's why she works with AFSPA as an association. And she's responsible for the relationship management and implementation of association accounts for life insurance, disability insurance, and other products like critical illness. As I mentioned before, she's a subject matter expert in group insurance benefits, and she works with plans and also focuses on overall relationships, including customer and member satisfaction. Nina's career at Prudential has included various positions in claim and account management, including time as a regional account director in both the premier and national account segments. Her understanding of the claims processes and member needs is both wide and deep, and really has come in handy many times in our work between AFSPA and Prudential. She's a magna cum laude graduate of Seton Hall and has a life and health license. She's based in the Prudential offices in New Jersey, and I'm really glad that she can join us today. Welcome, Nina Matias. Thank you for joining us to talk about this new coverage option offered by AFSPA and underwritten by Prudential.
Thank you for having me this morning.
So many of our listeners and the AFSPA members are familiar with some of our other offerings, our health insurance, dental, and life insurances. And the names there tell you a bit about what's covered. Critical illness, it sounds like it has a pretty clear name, but can you tell us what does it cover?
Absolutely. Critical illness is an insurance plan to help tackle life-changing illnesses. So the coverage is intended to provide you with support in the event of a critical illness, which we'll get into today, so that you can focus on your recovery and not your finances. So you're correct, Kyle. The name does seem pretty self-explanatory, but the details are certainly important for anyone who's making decisions about their benefits.
Okay, well, let's talk about one of those details that I think is going to be the first question that people come up with. Mm-hmm. I asked some friends, what do you think about when you hear critical illness? And the most frequent response I got was cancer. Mm-hmm. So is the new program, does it cover cancer? Are there other diagnoses that are covered?
Great, that's an excellent question. And yeah, we are talking about cancer, both invasive cancer and what we call cancer in situ. For those who might be wondering, cancer in situ is limited to abnormal cells being isolated to the area where they're formed and possibly just some close connective tissue. And invasive cancer is kind of in the name, right? Unfortunately, that's a situation where the cancer is spread to other parts of the body. But there is more to critical illness than just that. Some I've actually heard refer to critical illness as a cancer benefit. Mm-hmm. And it's not just limited. We're also talking about heart attacks, failure of major organs such as the lungs, heart, liver, pancreas, bone marrow issues, stroke, kidney failure, and coronary artery bypass surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's some exceptions in the official language, but the goal of the critical illness plan is to provide coverage for these major diagnoses that typically require significant treatment time as well as recovery time and then support during that recovery.
And I know that I've run into this with family members and friends, some of those diagnoses that you're talking about, it's not all that uncommon. And when we're talking about insurance, we're always talking about the what ifs, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, or this one. And the medical conditions that you mentioned are our big what ifs that we may be facing in life.
You're so right about that. And, you know, they're the conditions that nobody wants to think of. I think there are a lot of times the conditions for at least myself where you live in a world of, well, that can't happen to me, but they're not as unlikely as we might think. 8.6 million Americans are living with some form of cardiovascular disease and or the after effects of a stroke. And, you know, unfortunately, as we know, cancer is not going away. Nearly 40% of Americans are expected to develop cancer sometime in their life. So critical illness is really here to kind of help cover some of the pitfalls, some of the extra expenses that come along with these life-changing diagnoses.
Yeah, and it's not isolated to any one group or any one demographic area. We've actually seen with our health plan, the Foreign Service Benefit Plan, we've seen an uptick in cancer diagnoses in recent years. I hope that means, and in many cases, it means we've been catching it earlier because people are doing preventive screenings. Right. But you know, thinking about that, that's why we have health insurance. And we've worked hard over the years to provide a comprehensive coverage for the conditions you mentioned, as well as a number of others, and also have some support programs in place. So why would we be looking at the critical illness insurance in addition to our health insurance?
That's another fabulous question. It comes up quite often. I've heard it many times, both from members, from associations, from brokers alike. Critical illness is not major medical, and it's not meant to replace any kind of medical insurance that members may have. So the plan could be extremely robust. And I know AFSPA goes to lengths to make sure that you have great programs in place for your members. But critical illness pays a lump sum benefit for covered diagnoses, such as the ones that we spoke about a few moments ago. Millions of Americans report problems paying medical bills. And yeah, I was really surprised to learn a statistic that about 6 in 10 people who have medical insurance at the time of treatment still say that they have trouble paying their medical bills at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So even when you have this comprehensive plan, many of us are left with challenges of the out-of-pocket medical expenses. And the intent of critical illness is to deliver a lump sum payment for qualifying conditions during a time when medical costs are really on the rise.
They are, even with some of the, especially with COVID, I should say, you know, there's a lot of unpredictability still. We don't know the full effect of that, including booster shots that may be coming and continued costs. So we continue to see those costs rise. But this program, this critical illness program, can be used to help with out-of-pocket medical costs, deductibles, co-pays, and such?
Absolutely. The beauty of this is that we don't really police how the benefit is used once it's issued. So you can use it for costs such as you mentioned, Kyle, the deductible co-pays, but it can also be used for anything else you might need. A serious illness can very well place emotional and financial stress on members and their loved ones, and we recognize that. Critical illness insurance can help provide a financial cushion for some of those other out-of-pocket expenses, It could help to relieve the stress that you have. It can help avoid having to tap into your savings that you've worked so hard for, or God forbid, go into debt. You might need any kind of child care or elder care, just basic daily living expenses, home modifications, or even if you need help around the house because your mobility is not what it was. Those are only some examples. We don't coordinate with any other coverages, which means you and or your dependents have a diagnosis that falls under these conditions, you're going to receive the full benefit. There's no restrictions, and you don't have to account for how you're spending that benefit, which really is the benefit to critical illness.
So that's amazing, because the costs continue to come. We talk about the mortgage or the rent payments still due. You may still need to pay for daycare, childcare, et cetera. And you may need more help yourself, as you know, your costs are continuing to rise as your income may be falling if you're out of work for a time. This sounds like a fabulous option for those who may be concerned about that. What if?
Yeah, absolutely.
And are there other benefits within the plan? I know sometimes we talk about the headline benefit, but sometimes there are some extra things built in. What does the headline not tell us?
In addition to all of the actual conditions that we covered, and then some, where benefits are payable based on those conditions, there are other features offered by the plan, and they all have the intent to help offset your out-of-pocket expenses. Some examples, and some of the greatest examples, are the first one is a National Cancer Institute benefit. So if you or your covered dependents are unfortunately diagnosed with cancer, if you travel to a National Cancer Institute sponsored center, an additional benefit is payable. How and what does that look like? At a high level, benefits would be issued in situations where you have to seek transportation and lodging to a National Cancer Institute that's more than 100 miles from your residence. Similar to that, the product was designed to recognize that travel and lodging in general, not just specific to a diagnosis of cancer, can cause financial hardships on patients and their loved ones. So with that premise and that concern in mind, if travel to a hospital or medical facility is more than 50 miles away from your residence, the plan also provides a certain benefit based on the actual travel expenses incurred. Additionally, the plan also provides daily benefits for lodging that's required to remain in close proximity to where treatment for the critical illness is occurring. So really, those are the things that people don't necessarily know are embedded in the program, but we all know having to travel somewhere is a big out-of-pocket expense sometimes. So this plan is designed to offset that, and they don't all work together. For example, if I needed a lodging benefit and I had to seek and I had to travel more than 50 miles away, for example, both of those benefits would be payable. So it's not a one or the other situation.
And it doesn't necessarily decrease the lump sum that you might be receiving for the diagnosis.
It does not. That's correct.
Excellent. So there's a suite of benefits here that together under this program, it offers a great option for our members. And as you pointed out, it doesn't coordinate with other plans. So it can work right alongside other coverage they might have under, say, our health insurance, working with programs like Pinnacle Care for expert assistance, or our nurse care managers for ongoing assistance, or even if they have disability insurance and are out of work for a certain amount of time. All right, so you mentioned something before, and it made me think we need to get back to some of the details. So let's start with who can enroll.
So AFSPA members can enroll in the program. And just as a reminder, spouses of qualified U.S. government employees and annuitants can join in their own right, which means they can have their own policy. Alternatively, a member can apply and add a spouse for spousal coverage, which is another plan feature for married spouses and registered domestic partners. And lastly, there's also optional coverage for children up to age 26.
All right. And there's an application process, or is enrollment guaranteed?
So there is an application process, but the great news is there is guaranteed issue of $10,000 for enrollees and $5,000 for those enrolled for spousal coverage on the same policy. What guaranteed issue means is you go online, which we'll talk about in a moment, you enroll for coverage. And if you select critical illness, that can be provided to you basically immediately without answering any medical questions. For higher amounts, there are a few simple health questions, but there's no medical exam, which some members may be accustomed to on some other products, which makes the process simple and easy. And questions and exams aren't required for child coverage.
Okay. So you talked about guaranteed issue of $10,000 for enrollees. Yeah. Is more available? What's the maximum benefit that people can apply for?
Yeah, more is available. So by answering a few medical questions, which we discussed, beyond the $10,000, enrollees can elect higher amounts up to $100,000. And then there'll be different maximums available for spousal and children options as well, depending on what the enrollee elects beyond that $10,000.
Are there any age limits? Can an ASPA member enroll at any age?
So members have to be under age 65 to enroll, but and benefit maximums will start decreasing incrementally at age 65, but coverage will continue through the age of 80.
Okay. All right. So we've hit a lot of the high points and even some of the more in the weeds details. We can't get into all of them, but where can somebody find out more information or even go ahead and submit that application?
That's a fabulous question. So everything's available on AFSPA's website, which I'll read very slowly, and I know that this will be available to members elsewhere, but www.afspa.org/critical illness is where all of the details will be available. And full coverage details alongside a calculator for the rates based on age and coverage amount will appear. And then lastly, a link to the application itself.
And can you complete the application online, or is it something we've got to fill out and fax in?
Actually, you can complete the application online alongside some of the other coverages that Prudential is fortunate enough to partner with AFSPA to make available to your members. So it should be a seamless process.
Excellent. So this could also be an opportunity to just review your entire insurance portfolio when you're thinking about this, life insurance and AD&D and so forth.
Absolutely. I mean, I do think it's actually a great moment when thinking about this to consider everything, whether it's through partnership with Prudential or any other carrier. It's a great moment whenever anyone's electing a specific benefit to take a step back and, you know, just take a lens into what you have coverage for today and what might be important to have for tomorrow.
Excellent. All right. Well, Nina, anything else we're missing? Any final thoughts on this new critical illness policy?
All I would just supplement again is, you know, there are some misnomers, as we mentioned earlier on. This is not intended to be a cancer benefit. It does cover a wide suite of other, as the name says, critical illnesses. It is not a long-term care benefit. I know that there have been some misnomers in the past where individuals tend to think this is for help with actual long-term care. While we cover some travel, some lodging, and it's intended to be used for however you need it, out-of-pocket expenses, those are the two things that are really important to keep in mind. But all in all, it is truly intended to be a great complement to the suite of benefits that AFSPA already provides. And beyond that, I would just say, you know, thank you so much for having me today. We truly appreciate the partnership, the value that you, AFSPA, bring in place for us, and then to the forefront to help your members focus on physical and financial well-being.
Well, Nina Matias, thank you very much for joining us to talk about this new program. And we look forward to having you back in the future to talk about some of our existing programs and maybe some new offerings that are on the horizon.
Sounds great. My pleasure. Thank you all for your time today.
Once again, for full details about our new critical illness program or to enroll, please visit afspa.org/critical illness or call us at 202-833-4910 for more information on that or any of our other programs. Thanks for joining us for this episode of AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show and tell your friends about it. We welcome your feedback on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Look for @AFSPAcares. All information offered in this podcast is meant to be educational. Comments offered by the hosts or guests are not intended as medical advice. Please direct questions about your personal health needs to a provider. Should there be any discrepancy between information offered in this podcast and official plan documents for the Foreign Service Benefit Plan or other products offered by AFSPA, the policy provisions will prevail. Special thanks, as always, to Hannah Wolfhart for producing, editing, and mixing this episode. We'll see you next time.